Who is she? Who is she? Fetching water at the well at noontime when everyone else stay away from the hot sun. Who is she debating with Jesus space to space, which is not heard of, or it has was not documented through the witness of all four different accounts of the gospel. Nobody else recorded in the gospel have a conversations with Jesus like that, space to space. Not his mother, his disciples, nor even any of his opponents, who often only talked behind his back. Most of us were brought up referring to her as the woman at the well, right? The woman at the well. Possibly because the evangelist of the fourth gospel never named her. The effect of remaining nameless has led to the obscurity of her deeds. As a fondly remembered theologian, disciple, and evangelist in John's Gospel. But thank you to the traditions of the Eastern Orthodox Church, she has long been considered to be a saint since antiquity. Not just any saint, but the holy and glorious Greek martyr, Photine. She got a name. Her name was Photine of Samaria. She was regarded by the Eastern Christians equal to the apostles. Tradition relates that the apostle baptized her with the name Photine, meaning the enlightened one. In fact, her feast day, celebrated by Eastern Christians, is February the 26th, which happens just not too long ago. So today, we will spend some time to focus, closely examine three aspects of Saint Photine's encounter with Christ at the Jacob's well. First, the seeing, or more correctly, to be fully seen. Jesus doesn't just talk to her, he sees her in ways that nobody has seen her before. Jesus' words describing her marital history and present circumstances are not condemnations for past or present sins, which we tend to immediately got focused on, but rather recognitions that she has lived a tragic and difficult life. John's gospel did not give us many details, but we may guess. She could have been someone who had been abandoned five times, now dependent on someone who will not marry her. Thus, she is in a dire strait. Or, to the eyes and ears of LGBTQ plus listeners, the way she comfortably and without a trace of shame reveals to Jesus that she has no husband suggests that she is a lesbian who has practiced serial monogamy and is now living with her sixth lover. Obviously, cues in the story which strict listeners tend to overlook or intentionally ignore. The fact in the story is that Jesus accepts her with dignity and respect her as an outsider, and she experiences no moral judgmentalism, but acceptance, accepted simply as she was. And rather than ignore, critique, or pity her, Jesus recognizes and names her challenges and sees and values her. In doing so, he conveys to her that she exists for him. She is not invisible. She has worth and value. Friends, have you been seen by someone the way Jesus saw Fontaine? Have you ever experienced that in your life? Someone accepts you simply as you are, whether all the doubt and shames you have carried. The person affirms them, don't ignore them, but simply accepts you and loves you just as you are. Now let's focus on the second movement, the questioning. Fontaine probes for the truth, and by that, she is a female theologian, and this becomes apparent in the depth of her engagement and bold questioning. How is it that you, a Jew, ask a drink of me, a woman of Samaria? Where do you get that living water? Are you greater than our ancestor Jacob, who gave us this well? He cannot be the Messiah, can he? What was brilliant about her lines of questioning is there was a movement from defensive questioning to the final statement, he cannot be the Messiah, can he? She moves into a posture of wondering, which is the posture that Jesus has invited all into as disciples. It is the mark of Jesus' disciples, rather than insisting on the black and white, enter into this divine posture of wondering, leaving room for the love of God and the grace of God to enter in between us. Love heals, reconciles, brought what was divided back to unity. Friends, what are the questions you've been carrying these days? Have they been answered? How did your questioning change you and your faith? What are you questioning God today? Finally, the drinking. The drinking. Jesus offers her living water, and she did not hesitate to ask, where can I have some? Without hesitation or fear, she asks for this water, the living water. As it unfolds for the rest of the story, it was evidence that the living water was bubbling in her life. I don't know whether you are familiar with the Gospel of Thomas, which is an ancient Christian sacred text whose contemporary re-emergence in the Egyptian desert in 1945 is changing the face of Christianity. It was a text about over 100 sayings of Jesus. It was not a narrative. It's just a collection of sayings of Jesus. But what was originally demonized as Gnosticism is increasingly being recognized in Judeo-Christianity as its own authentic wisdom lineage. In the Gospel of Thomas, Sayings 108, it says, Jesus said, "Whoever drinks from my mouth will become like me. I too will become that person. And to that person, the obscure things will be shown forth." I read it again. "Whoever drinks from my mouth will become like me. I too will become that person. And to that person, the obscure things will be shown forth." This sheds more light on the kind of living water Jesus offered to Saint 14 and to all of us who are thirst for this living water. And Jesus continues and make a revolutionary claim. God as spirit cannot be contained in a closed space, for God as spirit is spacious and everywhere in nature if we are attentive and discern that presence. The woman asserts her faith in Jesus at the Messiah as a response. Friends, what we have heard was a story about a communion of love that our Savior, Lord Christ, has invited her into a communion of love. The same communion that you every Sunday returns to this table, come just as you are. Participate, allow our lives to be broken, trusting the grace of God will transform us into something whole and life-giving, not just for us, but for the sake of the whole world. This is the love that Jesus invites us into. This past Tuesday, I celebrated the life of my father in the form of a Requiem Mass in a church in Richmond. My family really want to celebrate communions at the funeral, which is not often a general practice, even in churches. But we felt the need to continue this deep connections in faith with my father, who now are at rest and with God. And this is the wonderful gift of the Christian faith that has offered us to be in communions with those who walk the path of Jesus. Next slide. So a quick sum up. Being seen, questioning, drinking the living water equates faith in motion. Our faith is not static. Our faith is in motion and is continues to unfold in your life. To close, I would share the words from Isaiah, the 55th chapter. Jesus is a disciple of Isaiah. Hear, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come, buy, eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your earnings for which does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good, and delight yourself in rich food and drink. Incline your ear and come to me. Listen, so that you may live. Amen.